and online at redkiteradio.com. This is Red Kite Radio.
From the Sky News Centre at 2, the Queen spoken for the first time about being assaulted on a train as a teenager. Camilla says the anger stayed with her for years. It was first reported in author Valentine Lowe's book that he released in September.
When I discussed it with the palace, the impression that they gave me was that although the Queen would never publicly at that stage come out with the story, she thought that if some good could come out of it being published, removing some of this stigma, that would be a good thing.
Camilla's been speaking about violence against women with racing commentator John Hunt and his surviving daughter Amy. John's wife and two other children were killed in a crossbow attack at their home last summer. Australia started to ring in 2026. A minute's silence was held in Sydney before a firework display above the harbour to remember 15 people killed in an anti-Semitic terror attack on Bondi Beach earlier this month. Snow's forecast across the UK in the coming days. Hogmanay and London's New Year's Eve display should escape the weather warnings. Eurotunnel passengers in Calais are being warned of delays of up to 6 hours. Eurostar was forced to cancel most London to Europe services yesterday after a power failure in the Channel Tunnel. Travel expert Simon Calder says insurance will protect many.
Otherwise, well, you can try and contact Eurostar and say, look, you let me down. But that's going to be quite a tough legal fight. And the overall passenger rights rules for people on international trains are very different from those on flights.
More than £270,000 has been raised for a police officer who lost his partner and two children in a Boxing Day house fire in Gloucestershire. He tried to save his family by smashing through a window at the property near Brimscombe, near Stroud. Sport and Joe Root insists England's cricketers are desperate to finish the Ashes on a high. They ended an 18-match winless streak with victory in the Boxing Day test in Melbourne. That's the latest from the Sky News Centre. I'm Bev Rimmer.
Red Kite Radio Weather, sponsored by Ridgeway Interiors, the kitchen company that handles everything from design to installation and even the building work. Transform your home with peace of mind across Oxfordshire and Buckinghamshire.
Clear skies with plenty of wintry sunshine, a gentle breeze and highs of 4 degrees Celsius this afternoon. Feeling very chilly overnight for your New Year's Eve celebrations with a widespread frost expected. I'm Anne Robinson. Happy New Year to you. And for more local news, click on news in the media section of our new website at redkiteradio.com.
From the bells of St Mary's Tame to the quacking ducks of Haddenham's Village Green.
Classic hits.
The Tame, Haddenham and the Villagers.
This is your
Red Kite Radio.
Welcome to Hour 2 of Rock and Roll Heaven 2025. You're with Mark Stafford on Stafford's World. If you believe in forever, then life is just a one-night stand. If there's a rock and roll heaven, well, you know they've got a hell of a band.
It's May 2025.
Rock and Roll Heaven 2025 remembers Mike Peters of The Alarm.
We were called The Toilets. It's probably not the best name for a band, but was pretty shocking in 1977, which is what the aim of the music was at the time. I think it was a time where I'd seen the Sex Pistols and The Clash before it really went overground. It was still a really underground thing. And I think the music was there to shock people out of the malaise of the time. The Toilets led to The Alarm ultimately. We met you two in 1981 on the last night of their October tour, and Bono came up to me on the sound check and he was very intrigued by my acoustic guitar because it had pickups in it. He was really interested in the harmonica. He wanted to know how you played those, so he invited me back to the hotel that night and I showed him some chords because he couldn't really play the guitar at that time either. He was just a singer who found melodies with his voice. And when you two came back with the War album, that we played a couple of dates, the Mouse did Big Country, and when we got to Hammersmith Palais, the night before, I'd actually showed you two how to play Knocking on Heaven's Door by Bob Dylan and played it with them, and it was at Brighton Top Rank, and it was a great night. And Bonner said, let's do it again in London. So I went to the show and he introduced me and I came from the side of the stage. And when he introduced Stuart Adamson, Stuart was in the audience watching the gig. So he came over people's heads and they passed him over the barrier and I helped him up on the stage. And that was the first moment I met him. I took his hand to help up onto the stage. And Bonner described us all the Alarm, U2 and Big Country as the new breed.
Rock and Roll Heaven remembers Roy Phillips of the Peddlers.
Daytime comes, bring in the night, giving the sun to nature's earth, beautiful sounds, and a bluebird sings, a baby's crying. It's a brand new birth, it's a brand new birth, and the little girl smiled, and the little boy smiled, and the woman smiled, cause the man had smiled, and the great big world was smiling down there.
nighttime comes, heaven's curtains drawn, stars shine bright, way up above, children pray, and the workers rest, peace and quiet. Oh, it's people in love, yes, people in love. And the little girl laughed, when the little boy laughed, then the woman laughed, 'cause the man is laughing, and the great big world was smiling down there. Distant land, a fearsome fight, soldiers praying, praying for peace, suffering pain, and giving their lives for man's greed. Oh God, make it cease. God, please make it cease. And the little girl cried, when the little boy cried, then the woman cried, 'cause the man was crying, and this great big world was crying.
We're into hour two of Rock and Roll Heaven, and remembering those two artists, Mike Peters of The Alarm, he'll be familiar to most of you. The other one was Roy Phillips of The Peddlers. Now, Roy was a very familiar face on British TV in the mid to late 1960s, and the band scored a couple of British top 30 hits with Girly and the song you just heard there, which was Birth. But he was a keyboard player, and he fronted the band, and British TV variety shows loved them. You couldn't escape them on the TVs in the late 1960s. So Rock and Roll Heaven continues. We flip the calendar over 1 month, and it's May 2025. And time to remember Rick Derringer. Had an American hit in the 70s, Rock and Roll Hoochie Coo, but before that, he first came to fame in 1965 when he was just 17, and his band The McCoys had a US number one hit with Hang On Sloopy.
First time I played was about 3 weeks after I had a guitar. I played professionally. We passed the hat. When I was nine, I passed the hat and made $43. It was 1956, and that was the first year in the States that Elvis really made his first big explosion, I guess, of notoriety. Even though I grew up listening to all kinds of music, a lot of country and western music, 1956, the year that I was the most open and influenceable, I guess, was the year of Elvis's big hit the scene. And so then next was Jerry Lee Lewis and Little Richard, and all these people were instant stars. Well, to me, they were the most impressive people, because I was the most impressionable at that time. I remember I made $43, and I was so excited, I thought I was rich. And then it wasn't long after that, probably when I was about 13 or 14, my brother started playing with me, and we talked a neighbor into playing bass. And at that time, we changed our name to The McCoys. The Ventures had a record out called The McCoy, and it was so easy to learn that it was the first song we taught the bass player how to play. So we had a bass player and a drummer and a guitarist, and we played our first song called the McCoy, and we were so excited, we said, this is great. If we call ourselves the McCoys, then we will also have a theme song. This was in 1965, in the middle, right in the middle of Beatlemania. So we were four young guys with Beatle haircuts, and to have the number one song all over the world in the middle of Beatlemania means everyone was screaming and pulling our clothes and trying to cut our hair. It was most exciting.
Soul legend Sly Stone.
While most of the San Francisco acts of the late 60s, like Jefferson Airplane, The Grateful Dead, and Quicksilver Messenger Service, were playing heavy psychedelic rock, Sly and his family Stone were bucking that trend with up-tempo good time music that defied definition.
Well, I don't really like categorizing anyway, so that's first of all. You know what I mean? And so the people in the group were R&B and pop. There were not only black people in the group, and there were not only guys in the group. There were guys and girls and black and white. So you get all that input. So you get all that sound. Jerry Martini is the guy that really started it. This guy, he plays saxophone in the group now. And he came to the radio station and decided that Sly, you ought to be the leader of this group. And I was doing fine at the radio station, I thought. So we started looking around for everybody other than my sisters and my brother, because they were automatically in if I was in, because Daddy said so.
He took James Brown's influence, combined it with everything else that was happening at the time, made a new kind of funk that is still the funkiest music around. Boom.
So that the dancer just won't hide.
You might like to hear my organ. I said right, solid right now.
Calendar shows June 2025, and we said goodbye to soul legend Sly Stone, and we also lost an even bigger legend from the world of music in the same month.
Rock and Roll Heaven remembers Brian Wilson.
Brian Wilson, the creative genius and songwriter behind the Beach Boys, has died after a respiratory arrest in his Beverly Hills, California home. Wilson wrote some of the greatest songs of the 1960s, including God Only Knows, Good Vibrations, California Girls, and many more. His creativity was much admired by his musical peers, including the Beatles in the mid-60s. The Beach Boys' album, Pet Sounds, was a big inspiration for the Beatles to experiment and push the boundaries of music forward on their Sgt. Pepper's Lonely Hearts Club Band album in 1967. Wilson was 82.
Inspiration comes from my love for music. Yeah. And my piano. Well, Chuck Berry influenced me to write rock and roll melodies. Phil Spector taught me how to produce pianos and guitars and keyboards and bass and drums. He taught me how to combine all those together. Just the, you know, the track of that rock and roll music. It's just his melodies were so great, you know. My father bought us the amps and the guitars, the Fender bass and guitars, and we loved the Fender bass. My biggest memories are working with the voices, giving the guys chords to sing and parts to sing. That's my favorite.
So today, one of my heroes died. Brian Wilson from the Beach Boys is going to heaven. So I want to sing a song that I love.
God only knows what I'd be without you. God only knows. Always love you, but long as there are stars above you, you never.
ever need you, Daddy, I'll make you so sure about it. God only knows what I'd be without you. If you should ever leave me, well, life would still go on, believe me. The world could show nothing to me. So what good would living do me? God only knows what I'd be without you.
Goes George Gershwin, Cole Porter, Richard Rodgers, Burt Bacharach, Brian Wilson.
Pet Sounds, I just remember working with the musicians and the Wrecking Crew, and I remember giving them chord sheets to play. I wrote out the notes for them to play. I loved the way they played their parts. The saxophones, the drum, percussion, bass, pianos, guitars. I loved the way they all played together. We wanted to get a harmonic, spiritual sound. Mostly harmonies, tight harmonies, and blissful harmonies.
He was a driven, a musical force that will never be equaled, or I don't think anyway, because he invented a way to put harmonics together with the same 8 notes that the rest of us use. He had a knack for extrapolating melodies and harmonies.
I love the colorful clothes she wears and the way the sunlight plays upon her hair. I hear the sound of a gentle wind on the wind that lifts her perfume through the air.
I'm picking up good vibrations. She's giving me the excitations. I'm backing up good vibrations. She's giving me the excitations.
Softly smile, I know she must be kind. When I in her eyes, she goes with me to a blossom room.
I'm picking up good vibrations. She's giving me the excitations. I'm picking up good vibrations. She's by my
excitations, by my good vibrations, by my excitations, by my good vibrations, by my excitations.
just about to hit the halfway mark on Rock and Roll Heaven for 2025. And so many big names from the world of music have gone onto the list already. That was, of course, one of the biggest there, Brian Wilson of the Beach Boys. June 2025 also saw us losing Kevin Yarborough, one half of the Yarborough and Peoples duo, who had a big 1980s hit with Don't Stop the Music. I'm Mark Stafford, and as we head into the halfway point of today's show, we remember 60s hitmaker Lou Christie.
I grew up about 35 miles outside of Pittsburgh, and my dad had about 105 acres. We had, chickens and goats and ducks and pigs and everything, you know. We had all kind of animals on the... My mother and father sang all the time. I mean, there was music really in the house all the time. My mother sang. I had a high voice, I guess. I could sing when I was young, a high voice, you know. Then my voice changed. I just acquired the low one and never lost the high one.
I try every trick in the book with every step that you take. Everywhere that you look, just look and you'll find. I'll try to get to your soul. I'll try to get...
We are together on Rock and Roll Heaven 2025 on Stafford's World with Mark Stafford, paying tribute to the stars of music who left us in 2025. Rock and Roll Heaven will be back in just a few minutes after these.
Red Kite Radio.
Need some instant cash? Aylesbury Bullion are paying top prices for scrap and precious metals, including unwanted jewellery, coins and watches. Part exchange available. Aylesbury Bullion on the High Street.
Make my house warmer. Is your home losing heat faster than you can say brr? Stay warm and save cash with our expert house insulation service. Make My House Warmer provides a fast and friendly service to make your home more energy efficient. Whether it's your attic or your walls, we've got you covered. Don't let heat escape. Keep the warmth inside and the costs outside. It's easier than you think. Insulate today, save tomorrow with Make My House Warmer. To find out more, go to makemyhousewarmer.co.uk.
Around 26,000 miles in the sky.
Well, actually, we're just around the corner. Tame Aerials, your local family-run aerial and satellite company for all your television needs. Whether it's a new installation of an aerial or satellite dish, fixing your existing system, or simply advice on the right path to take, call Tame Aerials on 07961 052311. 07961 052311. Or email inquiries@tameaerials.co.uk.
So much more than you bargain for.
At Haddenham Garden Centre, we have everything you need for your garden all year round. And at this time of year, we can supply you with the tools to keep your garden looking great. Come to us for your lawn rakes and brooms, and we've incinerators and compost bins for when you've tidied up. And at Haddenham Garden Centre, we've a good selection of winter flowering pansies and heathers in stock. And don't forget to pick up your new season seeds. The days may be short, but at Haddenham Garden Centre, we're never short of ideas to help you make the most of your garden.
So much more than you bargain for.
At Haddenham Garden Centre, family owned since 1978.
For Tame, Haddenham and Ilmer.
Red Kite Radio.
You are on a three-hour voyage back through rock and roll history on Stafford's World with Mark Stafford.
This is Stafford's World with Mark Stafford.
1964.
1965.
1966.
1967. We remember.
This is Stafford's World, the place where the memories never stop.
We are together on Rock and Roll Heaven 2025 on Stafford's World with Mark Stafford, paying tribute to the stars of music who left us in 2025.
Rock and Roll Heaven 2025 remembers Mick Rouse of Bad Company.
We had a good live following, but we couldn't really sell records. We weren't that commercially successful. We tried different styles, different albums, different singles. To the point that we were getting very frustrated and losing money, decided to knock it on the head. And unbeknownst to us, David Bowie had heard about this, suggested we do one of his songs that he was willing to offer to us to do. So he sent us the tape, a reel-to-reel tape with All the Young Dudes on one track and Suffragette City was the other one, and a nice handwritten letter. And we loved the song, of course, and then he said, well, why don't you come and record it and I'll produce it for you. It went away from the original concept of Mott, and I wanted to play something a bit more earthy, a bit more rough, if you like, and that's when I hooked up with Paul.
We were looking for a name for the band that we were going to be doing, right? I had written Bad Company and called Makeup, and we would say things like the 4 million Able Bulls. No, that's not it, you know, or the Fury or something like that. And like all these names are rejected. And I just wondered what one day I had this song going. And I said, Bad Company, like that. I said, and he's there's a fumbling. He said, I dropped the phone. Yes, that's it. That's the name of the band. And I actually didn't mean that's the name of the band. I said, no, it's the song title. But he said, no, we've got to call it Bad Company. And I said, yeah, all right, that's good. I like it.
Now tell me I got something for you. Come on.
the second hour of Rock and Roll Heaven 2025, the second part of it. One of the songs showcasing the songwriting and guitar talents of Mick Ralphs of Bad Company. Founder member of two of the finest rock bands of the 1970s. He was Ian Hunter's partner in Mott the Hoople and co-founder of Bad Company with the legendary Paul Rodgers. Time to pick up the rock and roll history book again and reopen the page marked June 2025 and remember Bobby Sherman. He had a long string of American top 30 hits in the 70s, including this, his original version of Judy, Do You Love Me, later covered in England by the White Plains.
Makes me sad, girl, yet brings me down. Alright, tossing and turning and freezing and burning and crying all through the night. Whoa, Julie, 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 do you love me? So much fun together. I was sure that you were mine, but leaving you, baby, is driving me crazy. It's got me wondering all the time.
Heaven 2025 remembers Dave Cousins of the Strobs.
When I was 11 years old, my mother said, I think you ought to learn to play the piano, and sent me off to a music teacher. And in a funny way, it was the best thing I did, but I was much more interested in the pop music of the day than learning, you know, doing my grades. In the end, I just gave up playing the piano. But then I heard Lonnie Donegan and the Rock Island Line on the radio, and I thought, I want a guitar. I didn't start writing songs until much later. I was in my mid-20s, and I went to see Bob Dylan in London. He did two shows at the BBC, and I went to the recording of those two shows. I was actually sitting in the front row about 6 feet away from him. I could see the redness in his eyes. You know, I'm not exaggerating. They were bloodshot. And I could, and he kept taking his glasses off and peering at his harmonicas to see what key he was picking, which one he was picking up. But when he started to sing, he was absolutely mesmerizing and riveting. And quite by chance, around the same time, I saw Donovan on television in the UK singing Catch the Wind. And I thought, well, if a bloke like Donovan can write songs, so can I.
Dave Cousins of the Straubs leaving us with that great line. I thought, well, if a bloke like Donovan can write songs, so can I. And he did. We know him as the lead singer and songwriter with the Straubs, but you may not know he was a very good radio presenter as well. Also very heavily involved in the management of a number of British commercial radio stations. Well, we're heading towards the end of hour two of Rock and Roll Heaven for this year. And next up is a lady who was the most popular female vocalist in the American charts between 1958 and 1964. As we continue through July 2025, we remember the singer who had hits like Who's Sorry Now, Stupid Cupid, and this, it's Connie Francis.
Tight. read our
almost there. Gotta keep cool now, gotta take care. Last car to pass, here I go. And the line of cars drove down real slow. And the radio played that forgotten song. Randall is coming on strong. And the newsman sang his same song. Read our love.
On 107.2 FM, on your smart speaker, and online at redkiteradio.com. This is Red Kite Radio.